Spin 1038.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
We Love Movies with Gordon Hayden.
Thank you to the Academy.
Now, on We Love Movies, we're going to review two of this weekend's new cinema releases. First up is Loving, starring Ruth Negga and Joel Edgerton. The story begins in 1958 and centres on a white man named Richard Loving and his part black, part Cherokee fiancée, Mildred Jeter, who both travelled from Caroline County in Virginia to Washington, D.C. to be married. And at the time, interracial marriage was illegal in 21 states, including Virginia. Here's a clip.
You go to the Virginia State Court next, right?
Yes.
You nervous?
I suppose. The lawyers told us not to expect much.
You think you'll lose?
Well, yes. But I think it's all right. We may lose the small battles, but win the big war.
Now, We Love Movies, we're going to review Loving, and with me in studio is Rory Cashin. Jeff Nichols is the director behind this. Rory, he's got a good filmography, this man.
Yep.
And, of course, Ruthen, as we all know, has been getting great acclaim. And Joel Edgerton, fantastic actor as well. So, the caliber is there behind the camera, in front of the camera. It's an important story.
Yep.
How do you think, first off, it was told?
It was told, like, to us, the audience?
Yeah.
It was told reasonably well. I think it's very low key in its storytelling. It never has, like, that big, over-the-top, screamy, Oscar-worthy argument thing.
Yes.
Like, but it's all very subtle, and it's told, like, in a very pretty, pretty way. Because Jeff Nichols, to me, mostly has been a bit of a genre director. He's done a lot of sci-fi stuff.
Midnight Special was his last one.
Yeah, and he did, like, Take Shelter, and I suppose Mud was a drama as well. But this is, like, almost a period piece because it's set in the mid-60s and it's dealing with a massive issue that like America is still dealing with right now, which is like racism. He's got an Australian and an Irish Ethiopian playing a southern couple, which is an interesting choice to make as well. So yeah, like he's made some very bold choices with this film, and to me, I think they paid off.
He's got a lot to cram into this story.
Yeah.
And it's a no-frills approach that he has taken to the style in which he's directed it. And as you mentioned as well, you know, there's nothing show about the performance. Everything is understated. But in terms of delving into these characters, are we just really getting the Wikipedia version of this story?
I think the version we're getting is an intimate look into their relationship, not necessarily a overview of how their relationship essentially changed modern America by turning the whole anti-segregation marriage act thing that was happening in Virginia at the time. It focuses very much just on the two of them and, you know, their love, them being capable of changing the law, which is a lovely story to tell. But towards the end of the film, when it does start to show a little bit more of the court proceedings and the judicial system and how to try to change everything, I was like, oh, that's really, really interesting. But the film doesn't go too deep into that. It always comes back to the two of these, which is nice because they're so great together. They've got a very lovely chemistry on the screen. The two of them give amazing performances. But it is very narrow in its focus.
Yes.
To the point where sometimes you're just a bit like, just show me a bit more of what actually happened. And there's a documentary out there that this is kind of based on. That you could check out if you wanted more information. Or, as you said, you could just read Wikipedia. But if you're looking for a greatly performed look at a loving couple, yeah, because that was their surname. I didn't realize that before I went in, but that is their surname. Then, yeah, it's great for that. But outside of it being an actorly showcase, not a lot of depth.
Well, yeah, because with Joel Edgerton's character, Richard Loving, he is a very reclusive type of individual.
Yep.
He's a very quiet, very stoic type of man. So, and he's pretty much like that from beginning to end. Whereas Ruth Negga's character, Mildred, she starts off, you can see the pain in her eyes and there's so much she emotes on her face and she's a real world weary at times.
Mm.
But she changes over the course of this film, I thought, a little bit more. She comes out of her shell. You see her, how she uses the media in order to try and garner more attention.
Yeah.
So she becomes a bit more of a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
So how did you think that those arcs kind of played out in the film?
Well, it's difficult to say because I don't know exactly how true to form or true to life that actually is. Like maybe Joel Edgerton's character in reality was just a bit more laid back, and maybe that's semi-understandable because the racism isn't necessarily happening to him. It's happening to someone that he loves and someone that he's married to, and he has to change his whole life about it. But when it happens to Mildred, you can see she's taken from this woman who's feeling a bit kind of oppressed by her neighbors and people she thought were her friends, and then she has to like lash out at everyone using the most vocal public way possible. And like, that's very interesting. Is it very entertaining? That's for individuals to decide, I think.
The fact this film is now released in cinemas this weekend, Rory.
Yeah.
We're bearing in mind what is going on in the world now with Trump and his administration and the ban that they have put in place, this temporary ban on 7 countries. A lot of people feel that it is just they're being racist toward Muslims.
Yep.
But it feels like this is a timely movie now.
Well, yeah, because every time, you know, we feel like this is as forward thinking as we can get. Like we've done away with what we perceive to be done away with racism. We've got the same sex marriage stuff. We've got everything in order. We've got our house in order, thank God. And then Trump comes along and like puts the cat among the pigeons, and everything's back to square one. You're like, oh no. But like, it just goes, this is the opposite end of Trump. This is two people putting their love first and changing the world with it. Whereas Trump, I'm not here to explain his mentality, because I'm not sure any one person can.
Roy, let's get scores out of 10 then for Loving.
I would give it 7.5. Really, really good performances. Really good period piece. Obviously, very important subject matter. But does it deserve all the attention it's getting? Probably not.
Spin 103.8.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
We Love Movies with Gordon Hayden.
Thank you to the Academy.
Next up is Rings, the new installment in the Ring franchise. Before we review it, here's a little bit from the film's trailer.
I keep thinking about this story. There's this video that kills you 7 days after you watch it. The second it's over, the phone rings, and this voice says,
that's when she's coming for me.
7th day, 7th. Rings, Rory.
Rings.
Did we need another Rings sequel?
Did we need it? No. Did I want one? A little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I really enjoyed the original J-horror ones. I liked Gore Verbinski's original American one. Then that guy who made the actual original Japanese ones came over and made The Ring 2. Yeah. And it wasn't good. And this one is kind of like rebooting the series again. And like the most famous people in it are like that Padecki guy from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like there's not a lot of star power going on here. Because at least the last one had Naomi Watts.
Yeah, yeah.
So you knew there was an acting caliber in there. It's gone from the VCR and it's become like a viral video, which I know is probably prescient or whatever. But like the creepy thing was that it was a VCR. Like that was the whole kind of, it was the physical thing. And I was like, oh, no one even uses them anymore.
This to me seems like a real cynical reboot. It's almost like we still have the rights to this.
Yeah.
I still think we can make something out of it. Call it Rings. Let's try something new.
Yeah. It was, you could see why there's still a lot of like potential in that franchise, I think. And the idea of like moving it onto the internet for a viral video is an interesting idea. But you need to back it up with a good film.
And unfortunately there's nothing to recommend here.
No, I think this will be on that worst of 2017 lists, truth be told. So avoid.
Rory Cashin, thank you so much for that. Much appreciated.
Spin 103.8.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
We Love Movies with Gordon Hayden.
Thank you to the Academy.